So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you are with me today on the Erica Glessing Show, where we give you 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And I'm just so excited about my next guest. I might even stumble a little bit. Welcome, John Lee Dumas.
Erica, I am fired up to be here. Let's do this.
Basically, John is fired up every day, and that's his job. He actually turned being fired up to a paying job. So why don't you just open with that? Why don't you tell us what Entrepreneur on Fire is for everyone who doesn't know yet, for all my lovely listeners, and then we're going to tell you about his brand new project, which is just beyond exciting. So tell us what created EOFIRE.
Well, I will tell you, and thank you for that great little intro there, is, you know, for me, EO Fire was just an inspiration that came from something that I wanted to exist in the world that didn't. Like, I wanted there to be a daily podcast that interviews successful entrepreneurs, and it didn't exist. So I decided that I was going to be the person to create that thing. You know, I love that Gandhi quote, be that change you want to see in the world. So back in 2012, I launched the first and only daily podcast interviewing the world's most successful and aspiring entrepreneurs. Erica, you and I are here talking over 4 years later, over 1,550 episodes later, over 43 million listens to date.
Holy moly. You know, guys, if you haven't started something yet and that doesn't fire you up, just get fired up. Just start something. Look what's possible. Holy moly. That is amazing. I'm really excited that I was number 1489.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are.
You know, I actually listened to someone else who loved being on your show so much. It actually was a game changer in their lives.
Wow.
You know? And so, it feels like I could take you so many places, sure. But the new project is just really calling out to help people who might be a little bit scattered, might have a little bit of trouble with distraction. Oh my goodness. Might have a little bit of like too many irons in the fire. Tell us a little bit about your brand new project and what it can do in the first 100 days.
So when I launched EO Fire, I was deficient in a lot of areas. I struggled in a lot of different things. I will say, thanks to my military background, I really did have discipline. Discipline was one of the skills that I had going in to launching EO Fire. But two skills that I've actually been able to acquire and master over the last 4 years to go along with discipline are productivity and focus. And I really just believe that when you marry those three skills together, when you can be both productive, disciplined, and focused, you really have a dangerous combination in a good way to do some great things in the entrepreneurial world. So I realized that those three skills that I've now mastered, and again, and I'm still working on those every day, because even though you master something, you can still improve. But even though I have been able to master those skills, I realize that a lot of my listeners have struggled with those skills in the past and still do to this day. So I wanted to create a guide, really a tool that would allow people to master one, two, or all three of those skills in 100 days. And so I spent all of 2016 working on this, and officially on January 23rd of 2017, we are launching via Kickstarter the Mastery Journal. Master Productivity.
I'm just going to pause you for a second there and just acknowledge this. It's almost an uncanny ability to tune into. John Lee Dumas has this beautiful audience, and he really tunes into what could move the needle for the audience. And so if you look at, he was able to invest, you know, an entire year of his energy to create this Mastery Journal, just to help people that are tuning in and saying what could help everyone, kind of really it's your listeners. I mean, it's more than that, but isn't that amazing?
Yes.
I just want to acknowledge you for that, because it's really a commitment to helping people change. And I just wanted to pause and acknowledge, because we don't do that very often. Yeah. All right. So tell us a little bit about what we get in the first 100 days. So tell us a little bit how you came up. Kind of just give us a little bit more.
So the Mastery Journal is a gorgeous faux leather hardcover journal that's meant to be your accountability partner that won't let you fail over these 100 days. It is a step-by-step guide to mastering productivity, mastering discipline, and mastering focus. So every single day, there is a task for you to kind of follow and go through because it's, again, it's holding your hand through this entire process. So if you are efficient or struggling with one, two, or all three of these skills, these traits, the Mastery Journal will guide you in the mastery of them within 100 days. And I'm just really proud of the process that I put within. You know, I'm not going to get into too much detail because I know this is a short show, but you know, we've incorporated the Pomodoro technique, which is so valuable, and you'll understand so much more as to how I use that specifically within it, the Mastery Journal, when you check out a little bit more about it. We've implemented things like Parkinson's Law because tasks will expand to the time allotted. We've implemented morning routines because they are so critical to getting more done before 9 a.m. than the rest of the world is doing all day long. And you get all of this with the Mastery Journal. And again, Erica, I want to respect the time frame of your show, so I'll keep this short. But if anybody wants to learn more about the Mastery Journal, all you need to do is just visit themasteryjournal.com. All the details will be there waiting for you. There's videos, just pictures, descriptions. It's all there, and we're really excited about this.
I love it. And why don't you tell us, our listeners, what's a book that really inspires you?
A book that really inspires me is this book called Chaos Monkeys. It's something that I've recently read. And I know that not a lot of people have heard about it, which is why I wanted to bring it up, because you know, we've all heard the standbys. I didn't want to.
Right.
But this book is really interesting. It talks about this entrepreneur that's, you know, started his own business, was acquired by Facebook, you know, kind of crashed and burned with Facebook, and then, you know, lived to tell about it. And I really found it interesting in a lot of ways. So it was cool.
So everyone who would like a little tiny bit more success or huge more amounts of success, tell us one more time where to go to your campaign for this beautiful journal.
TheMasteryJournal.com.
Awesome. Thanks for coming.
Thanks, Erica.